Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erios production.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
Hey everyone, and welcome to The Big
the
Ones.
The Big Ones!
Each week, we discuss new ethical questions ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain-busting moral choices.
The problems can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep, deep, deep with inside yourself. Will you like what you see?
Maria Bosucci.
So, guys, we had a situation.
We sure did. So we were supposed to record today, but, you know, life happens.
Yeah. So what happened was my husband was sick yesterday.
Is he still not feeling well?
He's like on the mend. So he's a lot better today than he was yesterday. He was having just like upset stomach, like so nauseous, and we were driving back from a wonderful wedding in Vegas. Shout out to Dan and Michelle who listen. Congratulations.
Hi, Michelle. Sorry, I'm eating a cookie too.
Yeah, in celebration of their love. But we came back from a wonderful wedding. We both had so much fun. And then on the way back, though, Matt was just like, it wasn't a hangover even. It was just like he had gotten some sort of little bug.
Right.
And then so today I woke up. And I felt fine yesterday, and I woke up today, and I was super nauseous, which is the worst feeling.
It's the worst feeling in the world. It's where my anxiety stems from. Is that exact
oh my God.
Feeling?
That's where the panic attacks start.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really maybe I don't like sore throats either.
No, that's so much better because when you've got an upset stomach or just that nauseous feeling, you can't think of anything else.
And you can't even eat anything.
And that's the worst part.
Yeah. So anyway, I woke up feeling a little nauseous today, but I had this long day. Like Mondays are always crazy. I had this like literally packed day today. And the first thing I was supposed to do was go do a Big Ones recording. And I texted Maria, like, just a heads up. I have, you know, I was kind of in denial because I knew I had so much to do and I could not imagine a world where I didn't have to do any of these things.
Yeah.
So I kind of was in denial that I was sick. So, but then I told you and then you were just like, no.
Well, Amanda, I hear the word nauseous. And I can hear it from like a mile away. I have like a radar.
Yeah.
And if I hear it, then I go into some sort of bunker. It may not be physical, but it may be that I just shut off and I kind of can't communicate anymore. So I hear that and I go, no.
You're not even going to be in the same room as me.
Well, if someone around me says like, oh, my stomach's upset, I go, well, what kind of upset? What kind is it nauseous?
I see. Like, and you're bloated, like you ate something or like you're coming down with a stomach flu.
And Craig knows so much now that if he goes, oh, my stomach hurts, and I go, well, what's wrong? Is it nauseous? And he just looks at me because he goes, thanks for caring about me, because he knows I'm just caring about myself.
Yeah, you're worried about yourself. But anyway, no, I did appreciate it. So Maria so kindly canceled her dentist appointment, and she covered you covered all of my recordings today. And I literally had six recordings scheduled.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So you had to cover them all, but thank you so much because I actually, once I came to terms with my illness, I've been sleeping all day.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, I don't, you know, and this is like the lice dilemma that we dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not feeling well, I know it's hard to do, but you gotta stay home because we're told from a very early age, like, push through it, you know, like, whatever.
When
we go to school and we're sick, and it's like, look, we're all adults now. Can we, when we're not feeling well, and I'm not talking about like, oh, I don't feel well. I'm talking about like something's wrong.
Something different than normal. It's
there's
not just I'm tired.
Me. Yeah, there's something inside me that's not supposed to be there. You stay home. just stay home, and I know it sucks, and I know it makes you feel like you're a dodo, but you're not. In fact, you're the smartest person out there.
Wow. Well, thank you for giving me permission and for covering all of the recordings.
It was good. I got some chow mein out of it. I was given some chow mein.
They're so sweet.
Yeah, they're very sweet. Yes, it was a very nice afternoon of watching people talk and be engaged with one another.
That's so nice. Well, thank you again. And I, you know, honestly, it's like if I had pushed through today, it would have been. I'm afraid something bad would have happened.
Yeah,
like I would have felt like out of control in some way. Like, I don't know, like poop my pants or yeah. I don't know what, but something bad could have happened.
So you guys will also notice that there's no guest, and that's another puzzle piece to this puzzle that is the big one. Oh, we should also say we're not in the same room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you guys are probably scratching your heads right now, being like, well, if Maria's so scared, how are they recording this?
Well,
but no,
they can hear that you're not here.
No, I don't know that they really can, because we're both talking into this really good microphone.
Oh, my God.
So I swear it will probably sound just like normal.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah, so this is going to really freak people out when they hear that I'm at home and Maria's at the office.
Are you recording your side, too?
No.
Hold on, I gotta get a little bit of my cookie. Hold on.
What kind of cookie is it? Did you go to Starbucks?
No, I went to Ruby's and Diamonds.
Oh, yes, our favorite place. Very odd hotel in Hall. Not a hotel, a very
hotel.
Odd coffee shop. Well, they have couches, don't they? So if you're just tuning in for the first time, if you're not an avid Big Ones listener and this is your first introduction, just know that this is the exception, not the rule. And you might want to go back and start on a different episode. Not like today's not going to be great, but this is going to be a mailbag episode.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to some of the listener emails that we've been that have been filling up our inbox over the last couple of years.
And just to also, I just want to, we did have a guest lined up. It was going to be Craig Anstett, my boyfriend, who he's going to come on. So, but it just wasn't the day. It wasn't the day.
Yeah, it wasn't the day, because it's kind of would be hard, I think, to have a guest and also for me to Skype in. It's just too many.
It's too many.
Too many variables.
So Amanda, do you have any little dilemmas that you have to deal with?
Well, to be honest, whether or not to leave the house today was a huge dilemma.
Yeah.
So that was something that I know that I made the correct choice.
I know you did too. I know you did too.
I have another little dilemma I could talk about just for a minute.
Yeah, please.
So, and this is only because I literally, before you Skyped me, I was on Amazon and I was kind of shopping for something.
Oh, what were you getting?
Nothing super fun, but okay, so we're hosting Thanksgiving this year.
Okay.
And we've done it once before, and when we did it before, it was a group of I think 12, and it was my family, my immediate family, and then a couple people from Matt's family. And so we decided to do it again this year, even though it's a very busy time for me. As I've mentioned, I'm working on my podcast, The Complete Woman, or The Complete Christmas, which comes out December 1st. So it's kind of crunch time. But, you know, my mom didn't want to host. And so we thought, you know, we can do it.
Can do it, you can do it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, and there was a lot going on. You think you have a lot going on. My God.
Oh, my God. I know. Seriously. And so we invited the families and everyone can make it. So we're going to have a group of 20.
Oh my God. Well, you've got the pool now, so they can eat in the pool.
Yeah. Or in the hot tub. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, like it's no big deal. We don't have a lot of space inside our house, so we always set up tables outside. And last year I set the table with like dishes, like real dishes, plates, I mean. And this year, because there's so many people, I'm just like, I technically probably do have 20 plates if I like use my plates.
You don't.
So, but I feel bad being like wasting paper, because I'm like, I had to buy paper napkins, paper plates, paper forks, like not paper forks. Like I'll try and get the eco-friendly forks, but still it's like so much waste. I'm like, oh God, what am I doing?
Yeah, but you're wasting water if you're washing all those dishes.
Oh, maybe someone can do the math on that for me.
Do you think that there's a world where everyone eats with their hands and off, out of their hands?
I mean, yeah, there's a world where that happens.
How far can you go with it? You know, like
they just eat over the stove out of the hot pan.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. And I'm also going to probably, I keep telling myself I'm going to order some of the food.
From where?
Well, Amazon? There's a Amazon. Yeah, I'm just going
to. Well, they Amazon do deliver. Mashed potatoes.
They do from Whole Foods, but I don't know that I could do. I don't know if it works like that. But there's a little actual catering company around the corner from my house, and I think I can go in and order like some mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's good. But mashed potatoes are the easiest thing to do. You should order in the turkey.
Well, it's a potluck, so it's actually Matt's family's bringing the turkey.
Okay. Well, I hope it's going to be killed already.
I
have
too.
A vision of them showing up with a live turkey on a leash.
That would be horrible. That would be so horrible. Okay. Well, one other thing before we move on, if you have a little big one, I just need to say that I just watched the movie Glory for the first time.
With Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it?
I didn't think I've seen clips in like school. In like his humanities class, we watched a clip.
It is the most amazing movie I've ever seen.
And that's with Denzel, huh?
It's Denzel. It's Morgan Freeman.
Okay, and I'm looking at the poster right now, and it's three men looking off into the distance, following the Battle of Antietam. Colonel Robert Gold Shaw is offered command of the United States' first all African American regiment. Okay,
it's incredible. And it's like it's a real movie.
And
you know,
yeah, no. And I love those. Now, does Matthew Broderick? Is he like, I don't want to go do that? Like, that's, you know.
You know what's so great is you would think that he would be, and then he'd have a character arc. But honestly, he's just kind of like a little bit, he's young. He's a little bit inexperienced.
Yeah.
He's got kind of important parents. So he just kind of gets pulled to go to this, to lead this infantry who most people thought would never actually see battle. So they thought, we're going to let the black people, we're going to let these freed slaves and a couple free men, but it's a full black infantry.
Well, one freeman, Morgan.
Yes. And he was an ex-slave.
Got it.
but anyway, we're going to let them just kind of put on the uniform and we'll have them like, you know, help with some manual labor, but we're not really going to let them go fight. And so I think that's why Matthew Broderick gets placed there, because they're like, oh, he's just really a figurehead. It's a cushy job, probably as like a favor to his parents. But oh my God, does he make these men into shoulders? He makes these men into soldiers, and they're all so brave, and they essentially sacrifice themselves.
Well, Amanda, don't give it away.
Well, that's not giving it away. Well, it's not really what it is, but I'm
sorry. Oh, God.
You can tell it's building toward that anyway, but they become the best soldiers, and they're also, they make friends, and they have a family for the first time, and oh my God, Denzel. Like, I didn't understand. I always knew Denzel was handsome, but this is the first time I finally understood, like, whoa,
well,
that is a
movie
star.
Well, that makes me distrust you. Because if that's the case, that you've never truly seen the stars of Denzel's eyes, you've never seen the star power that emanates from the very glance of a Denzel Washington.
Listen, I thought I knew, and then I saw his Oscar moment in this movie, and I realized I didn't understand the scope of what we were dealing with here.
You didn't.
But you don't know either. You don't know either.
I've seen it. Oh, I've seen it plenty. I know exactly. I've seen Philadelphia. I've seen Training Day. You know, like,
yeah, I guess I need to rewatch those.
I'm not sleeping on Denzel here. He's part of Hollywood to me. He's not, you know, I don't know. That's really shocking to me and honestly disappointing.
Yeah, well, I'm here now, so don't worry about it. And also Matthew Broderick is like, he's so sort of understated and he's such a baby face. He's so cute.
Yeah, he does. I'm looking at the poster and he has quite the baby face. He has quite the baby face. Yeah,
he's so brave too. So I'm just, my hats go off to all of our
men in uniform,
men and women.
But
in
Amanda,
uniform.
Get this: I typed in "glory" and it's playing in Chino at 7 tonight. It's playing at the Chino Hills 18 at 7 p.m. and in Cerritos. So I don't quite know what's going on. There seems to be a resurgence.
Wow, I think people want "Glory." They're like ready for it. They want a movie, a movie's movie.
You know what I watched? And tell me if you've seen this recently, because I had only seen it when it first came out. But the other night I watched it. The Wrestler.
Okay. Is this Maggie Gyllenhaal? Okay. I'm thinking of that one with the cowboy.
You're thinking of not Country Strong. Crazy Heart.
Yeah.
No, this is... with Marissa Tomei as a stripper and Mickey Rourke as a wrestler and Evan Rachel Wood as his daughter.
Oh.
And it's Darren Aronofsky, the guy who did Mother, your favorite movie.
Yes. Hated Mother. I love the first 7/8 of that movie so much.
Because she's just redoing her house.
Yeah, it was just, I felt like that's me, you getting ready for a party.
Are you sure you didn't see yourself in the last...
Well, maybe this Thanksgiving with 20 people. Ay, Dios mío.
No, it was very good. It was very... I can see what the hype was about.
Well, interesting. Okay. And all the Wrestler. So that was an Oscar sweetheart, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm. Now, have you seen Training Day? Because it's where Denzel's playing quite the villain.
I see. I don't want that. I just, well, Denzel in Glory, he's got a little bad attitude at first.
Yeah, he's got bad attitude. You know, Denzel's good at playing guys with bad attitudes because honestly, at the beginning of Philadelphia, he has a bad attitude too.
It's so hot.
He's got, and you know who his son is? His son is the one that was in Black Klansman, the main guy.
Okay, different vibes on the father and the son.
I don't know. Amanda.
I mean, the son had his own je ne sais quoi, don't get me wrong, but not like daddy.
And you know, daddy Denzel's been with his wife for a very long time.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm not. Like, believe me, when I watched Philadelphia like a month ago, I went on a Denzel deep dive. And when you go on a Denzel deep dive, you better have your goggles on because you're going deep.
Wow.
Paulette Washington, they've been married since 1983.
Incredible.
He's 64.
That's not old.
No, that's not old. And he doesn't look a day over 40.
Mm-mm.
I can't wait to have a child so that I can show them, like I can introduce them to Denzel Washington.
I know, personally.
But you know what movie I hated was Flight.
Okay, yeah. See, I don't think I've ever seen that
it's
one.
Bad.
Or maybe I have.
It's not good. It's not
Captain
good.
Captain Phillips, though.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Well, talking about Philadelphia, Hanks in Washington. What else do you want?
Okay, so let's do this. Fuck, marry, kill. Denzel Washington, Tom Hanks, and who's another one that we could throw in the mix? Well, Matthew Broderick? Or is there someone at the level of Tom and Denzel?
How about... Well, Antonio Banderas is also in Philadelphia.
Okay, yeah, Antonio Banderas.
This is hard. I don't want to kill Antonio, but I don't.
You don't?
No.
Let me Google Antonio Banderas.
He's very sweet.
He is. And is he still married to his wife? Where wasn't he with?
He was with Melanie Griffith.
Are they still together?
No. All right, I don't want to, but I have to let Antonio go, and I'm not going to kill him. I'm going to have him murdered.
Okay.
And then I'm going to marry Hanks. And then you know the rest. You know the drill.
Okay. That's kind of what I'm thinking, but honestly, I got to kill Hanks.
What?
I'm sorry. I know this is crazy, but I'm going to kill Hanks.
Why?
I'm going to fuck Antonio Banderas, I'm gonna marry Denzel.
I think you've made a big mistake. I think you've Why? Made a big mistake because I
you
think.
Think Well, I know I want to marry Denzel.
I know you do. I know you do. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
And then it's like between, if you're just having one night with them, I mean, come on.
Well, it's one night. That's what he says. But then it turns into like an indecent proposal.
But I just know Hanks would, he wouldn't be able to handle just one night.
Hold on. I gotta get a tissue. Hold on.
P.S. None of this is being cut.
Okay, here I am. Should we
get to some mailbag?
Well, we got to do our ask first.
Oh, yes.
Right, you guys look, listen. I get it. You guys are doing something right now. You might be at the gym. And my voice is really weak right now because it's been quiet all day because all I've been doing is watching people. So I'm so sorry for this vocal fry. I really am. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, God, right into the mic.
But you guys have to rate and review. You have to. There's nothing. I don't know what else to say.
We've gotten some good ones, but it's just not enough. But
it's
I'm going to pull one up and I'm going to read it.
Because you know what I want, Amanda? I want on when I go on Apple, I want it to say 1K. I don't want it to look like we're little stragglers with only 559 or whatever. Like, I don't want to look like that. I think that's embarrassing.
I also want to say that our Patreon episodes have been so good lately.
Oh, so good.
So if you were inclined to treat yourself for the holidays, or hey, ask mom and dad for Christmas instead of socks and a loofah, which is what Marie and I get, subscribe me to the Big Ones Patreon.
Yeah.
It's a gift that you want to give and it's a gift that you want to get.
And say it's $100 a month.
Yeah.
And then you pocket 90 of those dollars and just give us 10.
That's fair. Okay, so here is a 5-star review from Serotonin Overdose. Maria and Amanda are hilarious and fun. Love when you guys do improv. Did you get Margot's consent to be on the podcast? Claire in Columbus. And then here's one. I really enjoy the Big Ones and listening to Maria and Amanda. I can tell the show makes a big impact on me because I was so disturbed after the listener Big One about the stolen Nordstrom's gift card. I had to listen to it again. I just can't believe a Big One listener would behave so poorly.
It really, that shook me.
Thanks for the shows, ladies. I know. Well, maybe it was a joke. We really don't know.
I don't think so. And that's okay because we all learn our lessons throughout our lives at different times.
Yes. Yes. And I think we're all on a morality journey. And I hear someone who's also confessing on the ratings and review. And just, I mean, I love that you guys are getting so specific with your reviews. You can also email us. But I love this. So this says
review. Instead of emailing
never
us,
mind.
Review.
Oh my God. Actually, that's so genius.
Yeah.
Even like put your Big Ones suggestions here.
Yeah.
That $494 Nordstrom gift card, though. And this comes in from Real LARPer. Love the pod. Started listening after Amanda and Maria appeared on Teen Creeps, and I haven't stopped since. Well, thank you. And shout out to Teen Creeps.
Yeah.
I love hearing the gals and their guests debate moral quandaries, but good Lord, that Nordstrom gift card story threw me for a loop. I found $50 on the street 6 years ago and still feel bad for taking it, but dang, this was next level. Thanks for helping me get over my guilt.
It was polarizing. It was, yeah. Yeah.
And then here's one last one. This comes in from Ahab's Ghost. Always makes my week. Maria and Amanda are two of the funniest people around. And as a duo, they are nearly unstoppable.
Wow.
If I were in a coma and my family only saw me smile for around an hour once a week, it would be because I was listening to the podcast in the dark, frightening abyss of a coma. Thanks for everything you do, too. You too do.
You too. And I typed in the Sweden iTunes. So here's here's a Swedish review. The best is from Mr. Z3BR4. Their voices are so calming and they make me laugh. I didn't find it easy to review because I never log into iTunes, but they're worth the trouble.
That's so nice and so true.
And Ellen, the genderless, says, this quality podcast is the best quality podcast. I got you, girls.
Thank you. You do got us. We feel got.
So, guys, just keep on sending them in because we read all of them and we need to get up to 1,000 or else we're embarrassed.
I know. Seriously.
All right. Now, so I guess we'll take
I've started reading podcast reviews for other shows.
Oh, you have? And what's it like out there? What are people saying?
I mean, I have to say our listeners and our reviews are the best.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So, and I'm just like looking on what's on Apple's new and noteworthy right now. And there's some crazy stuff out there.
Like what?
888 Barbara.
What's that?
Get the advice you need to live a better life from the boardroom to the bedroom. Nothing's off limits. Utterly candid and totally unfiltered. Barbara Corcoran's got the answers. Call 888 Barbara. She's an answering machine.
Well, if she's an answering machine, I don't want to talk to that.
I mean, listen, I need
okay, Barbara's
advice.
From Shark Tank.
Yes.
So what's she, why, what is she, come on, Barbara, calm down. It's you don't just need like to be doing all this.
There's Barbara with a little thumbnail of her holding this huge phone. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can we at Erios compete with that?
I know.
When people like Barbara are doing podcasts. This is like Jennifer Aniston doing TV.
I know.
So I don't know how we're going to survive in this cutthroat industry.
Let's see, best podcasts, November 2019.
And then I'm also seeing some podcasts called Gaslight with Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah, I saw that too.
What is it? We have to listen, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know where everyone gets the time. Okay, so we're going to take a break now. You guys go get a coffee or a cookie because it's going to get pretty crazy.
It honestly, it is.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we are back.
We're back. I'm sorry about my voice, you guys. I have to do, in the Patreon episode we did, we learned how to talk like with our bellies, but I'm not doing that today.
Yeah, and I want to actually brag about something real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So we're always striving to be more, eco-friendly here on The Big Ones.
Uh-huh.
And so I recently, heard that tea bags, have a lot of microplastics in them.
Okay.
So I, subscribe myself to this loose leaf tea company. So I now get loose leaf tea, and this is actually having loose leaf tea shipped to me is probably worse maybe even than the tea bags as far as the resources. Never mind. But anyway, it's all paper packaging, so maybe that's better. But I've been using these reusable tea bags they're really easy and fun to use.
Good for you. What
Thank
do you want
you.
Cracker?
I don't know. I thought maybe someone would be interested in this.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Now, do we have some emails?
Of course. So this is an email show, baby. So we're going to get to some emails. You want one where it's just someone saying hi?
Let's see. Do you want me to read this?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, this comes in from Sarah. Hey, I was listening to your latest episode with Lauren Lapkus, and I wanted to share my life story. I have a 20-year-old daughter, and we have spent most of her life going back and forth between the U.S. and Guatemala. In the U.S., I always heard of lice and nightmare stories, but even as a teacher and working with homeless and neglected children, I was lucky and never encountered it much. In Guatemala, though, it appears to be just a thing kids are expected to experience. My daughter got lice there when she was 5, and I am ashamed to say I let it go on forever and didn't even realize what it was. For a long time, I thought the eggs were dandruff and tried to treat that obviously to no avail. Then when I started seeing the lice, moving lice, I thought it was fleas from our dogs, and I was horrified. I could not get rid of the fleas, and I was puzzled because the dogs didn't have any, and I didn't see any in the house. I thought she was a real live pig pen from from the Charlie Brown cartoons. I didn't tell anyone because I was ashamed. Eventually, other relatives discovered it and were like, holy shit, Sarah, your child...
Oh, no.
Your child is infested with lice. And these more experienced people showed me tons of live bugs crawling on her head and how the hair shafts were full of eggs. Once they were pointed out, I honestly don't know how I missed how bad it was. Denial? They were so obvious. It was like occasionally they just popped out of her hair and waved hello at all of us.
Oh my God.
Just thinking about it now, I get PTSD. It literally took months with harsh shampoos that we probably are lucky didn't poison her, with hours at a time removing the lice by hand. It was terrible. But you know what was really strange? My daughter slept with me and we shared a pillow and brushes and combs. We shared barrettes and scrunchies and I never got one lice. Apparently, I'm immune to lice. I'm happy to say we eventually got rid of her lice and she has never had them since. She's now a quite accomplished, beautiful, well-rounded college graduate at 20. But I still like to remind her that she's filthy, 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 and I am a sparkling, clean goddess who repels all vermin.
That's funny. But you know what I think?
This is horrifying.
You know what I think? I don't think she's immune. I think I think Sarah is a lice. And those were all her babies.
Ew.
Yeah. I know.
Listen, that is horrifying, Sarah. But I'm also glad you're airing your shame, you know, here publicly, because that's the first step in letting it go.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one, there's no manual for raising kids. So I.
Well, there's books.
I mean, a Google would have helped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But a quick that's, Google. You know, but it all worked out. All's well that ends well.
Yeah, but I could see that's one of those things where, have you ever had something like that happen to you where you find out something about yourself and it changes everything?
I don't know. Like what? Like what?
Well, I have one, but I can't say it.
Say it.
I can't. Ugh. It's something gross that I was like, I was having this. Okay, people, I'm going to talk in code now. And if someone can figure it out, then I'll tell you if you're right. But
yeah. Okay.
I was having a bodily symptom.
Okay.
And I was like, this is so weird. What is this? This has never happened to me. And then after a week.
Is this your Costco hot dog story again?
No. I figured out what the cause was and I was horrified.
What?
I can't say.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know what it is, but that makes the listeners can't get mad that we're being coy because I don't know either.
No, I know. And I, you know what? This is just the way it is. I'm not as bold as Sarah to share that.
Well, just
life
say,
story.
Just pretend like you're reading. Say, pretend. Okay, we got another listener email. Why don't you read it? And now tell your story.
No, I'm not going to. So let's move on to a different one.
All right, Amanda, will you read the one that says Mercury on it?
Yes, I will. And this comes in from Josh Goodman. Dear Maria and Amanda, with Arnie the Big Ones.
So this is in response to when Arnie was on the show a couple episodes back and we were talking about how I had brought up how people used to like use poison. People used to poison people with on their clothes and stuff. Like people would put on like a poisonous dress and it would kill somebody.
Oh, yes. So what was the big one we did with Arnie? I'm trying to remember.
It was the poison. It was the wife.
Oh, the 9 to 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, would you help your husband if you were planning to poison him, but then he ended up choking or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to, okay, you'll go back. It's a couple episodes back.
So what's additionally curious regarding the element mercury is it was used as a medicine. For example, in the 19th century, Thomas Jefferson was administered mercury for either prostate or kidney troubles. These two medical problems go together. I just don't have the text with me. You guys are funny. What's odd is, despite his trouble urinating and pain sitting, like likely made worse by the mercury, Jefferson lived to 82. At least the The Heminges, how do I say that? Jefferson's secret family were more or less free. Yet, did the Mercury help free the Heminges? It'd be cool, but historically inaccurate. Then again, maybe a little poisoned helped. Happy Halloween.
Well, that's very nice. So it's just a little trip down the Mercury historical
circuit.
Yeah.
So I think that that's some maybe historical fiction that needs to be written. And I'm sorry, I think I mispronounced the Heminges. I don't know how to say that.
Okay, so hold on. I think it's Hemings. Wait a minute.
Did this guy screw me?
No, he didn't screw you. Let me look up Heminges and then Jefferson. Okay, so this was the whole controversy with...
It was the Hemings.
Oh, the Hemings.
This guy spells Hemings wrong. It made me sound like an idiot. But yeah, Sally Hemings, duh.
Well, who are the Heminges then? Well, I want to know who the Heminges were.
Well, Sally Hemings was an enslaved woman of mixed race who President Jefferson had an affair with or raped.
Fine. That's all fine. But who are the Heminges?
They don't... that's the Hemings, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. So any other good ones, you think?
Well, there's a lice one here. Another lice one.
Let's dive in.
Just listen to the lice with Lauren. The Lice with Lauren episode, and in the event that haven't gotten 1,000 responses, I thought I would reach out. My sister has children, and the lice issue comes up at their school every year. There is a woman in their community who started a business de-licing homes.
Wow, risky business.
She always goes to summer camps and checks the children. She checks that the children are lice-free before they can be admitted to camp. Her name is Melissa, but they affectionately call her Melisha.
That's not nice.
My sister hosted two exchange students, teenagers, last year, and she didn't realize they had lice for a few weeks. Oh, no. They pass it by sharing clothes, hats, pillows, etc. She, of course, was devastated. It was passed throughout the school and got so bad that the moms started a wine night to get away from their homes and share stories.
Well, this sounds fun.
All fabrics have to be bagged, sunned, or washed, and it is a rigorous process.
What's sunned mean?
They put out in the sun so they can burn them.
Whoa.
All the while shampooing and combing kids' hair until it is eradicated. Anyway, if you ever want to talk to Melisha or my survivor sister, I'll share their contact info. P.S. The thing that icks me out the most is that you can get it from the headrest in cars, movie theaters, and airplanes. If you rest your head in a place that is an infected person has been within a certain amount of time.
Yes, this is horrifying. And now, I do remember we did a little research when we were talking to Lauren, and this is more pertaining to Sarah's email, why she never got lice from her daughter, mm-hmm. From her filthy, filthy daughter. Her words is that the oils in adults' hair is like a repellent. That's why kids get lice more than adults. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do remember that.
Now, and so, go ahead. Do you have a joke?
No, I don't. I don't have any.
I was going to say, do you have to have experienced lice to go to the wine night?
I think you just have to have a story, or else you'd be kind of sitting there on your hands.
Sounds fun. Sounds fun to me.
Now, I had something to bring up about the plane, because she said I've always been very aware of germs, but recently I have gone the extra mile.
Okay.
On planes. And now I've got no shame. I've got no plane shame.
So what is this?
I take my Lysol wipes with me.
Yeah.
And I also have a really nice $13 face mask.
Oh, and you rewear your face mask?
Yeah. And it's N95. Nothing's getting through there. Now, I didn't use it on.
Did you just say at 95?
N95. That's like the grade. That's like a good level of like keeping.
Wow. Stuff okay. out. And you wear it the whole flight?
Well, I only wear it when I can sense sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And the last flight I was on, there were like 5 kids right in front of me.
Mm-mm.
And I see a child and I run on a plane because you know that they're, it's just a free for all.
Yeah.
I have nothing. I love children. I'm just on a plane. It's like being in a little, it's like putting you in a box with like a monkey. And the monkey hasn't had his shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're just supposed to survive.
I know. I and kids do get sick a lot, and they get so you sick. And
anyway, I saw another guy on the plane wearing the same mask, and so I thought, okay, well, I'm if he's not shamed, I'm not going to be shamed.
I got to tell you, I think you wearing the mask is great. I 100% condone it. I don't think it's embarrassing. They do it all the time in Japan. And yeah. I think but really if you're sick, you should absolutely be wearing one of those masks.
I know. And the thing that I read is like the cheaper masks that you get, those only work for like a couple minutes because number one, you're just like keeping, I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's basically like those aren't even meant to keep germs out. They're mostly meant to keep germs from going out of you. Like
that's right. So that's why you wear them when you're sick.
Right. But then the mask that I got, which you can get on Amazon, is like meant as like a barrier, like a shield.
Yeah. And that's great.
And I wipe down the everything around me, everything with my Clorox. Because
you were
Lysol
saying you've
wipes.
Been sick a lot this year.
Yeah. My voice ran away. My voice went on a journey by itself. It came back and it's still a little weak.
Horrible.
But anyway, I've been taking, and the other thing is like they never clean those planes. And I think air travel, and for anyone listening who's in air travel, what's going on? Because there seems to be, what happened?
Is it getting worse, do you think?
It's like janky. It's janky.
Mm.
They never clean them.
They do like a quick, like a movie theater clean.
But they don't wipe it. Like, think of the last time anyone wiped anything down on a plane.
I don't know. Do they even?
No.
That is scary.
I know. It's the scariest
thing. And people
are
on those planes for a long time.
And they're constantly going. They're buses.
Yeah. Maybe we should just stop air travel.
Or people should have to like be hosed down before they go.
You know what they should have to do? Mm-hmm. Is, you know, now like at the grocery stores, there'll be disinfectant mm-hmm. wipes when you grab
yes,
a cart. They
yes.
should have those in the seat backs.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to share with whoever needs a wipe.
Well, that's nice.
And you know, when we were going to Hawaii, the girl that sat down next to me, I had my wipes out. She went, oh my God, I met my soulmate, like my soul seat partner. And she got out hers.
That's great. I think more and more people are realizing
that people are filthy, disgusting. You don't realize how filthy and gross people are until you're getting on
an airplane. Sarah was internationally traveling for years with her lice-covered daughter.
You're right. I saw a guy getting on the plane the other day with an unopened bag of Funyuns in his hand. And I thought to myself, now, of all the things to eat on a plane, why would you pick onion-smelling fried chips?
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
When people, like, open a McDonald's on the flight, and it's like, you're not alone here. Everyone is smelling that. You jerk.
I know, but it's also like they don't feed you anymore on flight, so...
Well, eat it before you get on. I don't know. It's just something I feel very passionately about.
That's good. Maybe you should start a vlog.
Yeah, maybe I will. You're right. Yeah.
Okay, do we have any other good emails
Let's
coming
see
in?
Here. So... So
I just found one email from someone asking us to be on their podcast, and we haven't responded, I don't think. So
okay, well, go right ahead.
Should I just read that out loud and we'll respond in real time?
Yeah.
Okay, so this comes in from It's All Been Done. Hey, it's a joke.
What?
Okay, that's a joke name. It's All Been Done. Their real name seems to be Saker.
I don't know what you're saying. What's the joke?
Okay, their name on their email is It's All Been Done.
Okay. And that's okay. Yes, joke. Yes. I see. So it's all been done. Yes. Okay.
Okay, so this is I'm going to read this email from them. I'm a huge fan of yours. The Big Ones is an absolute delight of a podcast, and I'm so happy to get to hear it. And this is back in July, so we haven't responded. I've been a fan since your very occasional on-mic appearances on Pistol Shrimps and dove deep into your back catalogs. You're both immensely entertaining, and the comedy world is lucky to have you.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's so nice. Now, as you might guess, this is a huge ask. Would you have any interest in being on a very silly, mostly comedy, Bare Naked Ladies podcast? I should say that you don't need to actually know anything about the band. You just have to listen to a song and provide an opinion about it. If you hate it, it's okay, and sometimes even more fun. I know it's a huge, dumb thing to request to someone with such a packed schedule, but it's a lot of fun, and you being on it would mean a lot to us. We've recorded episodes with Mike Mitchell of Doughboys, Jesse Thorne, Matt Besser, Justin McElroy, and yes, even Matt Gourley.
Wow.
Well, that sounds fun. I think we should do it if offer still stands.
If you'll still have us. I know it's been more than 1 week.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
But I guess you'll just have to pinch me.
Oh, no. I don't even get that reference.
That's their other song. Pinch me.
My husband does love them, and I don't really have an opinion.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Not even you didn't even like 1 week when it came out, huh?
I liked 1 week fine, but not, it kind of makes me feel sick.
Why?
I don't know. You know how some music just makes you feel sick.
Can you hear this?
No.
Hmm.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
I was playing a Bare Naked Ladies song.
Oh.
Hit us up again. It's all, and we'd love to. Let's see, is there any little big one that we can do that can be just like, you know, a little like we do usually? A dear big one.
So yeah, let's grab a dear big ones.
Hold on, let me move this. And then
anyone writing in about the gift card?
No one. Everyone's doing that publicly. Did.
No, someone, Andrew Bottini, wrote in.
Where?
He said, I was just listening to Dear Big Ones this week about the gift card bandit, and it reminded me of something that happened to me recently.
Oh.
I was sitting in a meeting at work when I saw a folded $100 bill fall from the pocket of a coworker. When the meeting was over, I went to pick it up with the intention of returning it. I'll admit, I paused a few seconds. I'm paying down a huge vet bill for my dog, and I could use the money. On top of that, this particular coworker is a real scumbag. He's rude to everyone, and all he talks about is gambling and the women he cheats on. I don't think he needs the money, but I tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, man, you dropped this." He didn't even say thank you. He took the money and said, "Look at this honest motherfucker. You could have came up." And then he walked away.
What does came up mean?
I don't know, but I'm imagining it's like you could have came up. Like you could have like gotten a boost by. Oh, my God. I still don't know how I feel about this. I know I did the right thing. Stealing equals bad. But I can't help but feeling like this is a nice guy's finish last situation. What do you think? Is it okay to steal from dirtbags? Thanks and love the show, Andrew.
Well, Andrew, that's very sweet that you returned it, because I think that is the best thing to do always, no matter who's dropped it. Unless it's someone who just stole from you and then they drop it, then you can take it back.
I agree. And because you knew he had dropped it, you know, and you know what? At the end of the day, you were the bigger man in that situation. And his reaction was just, this man doesn't know how to love.
Yeah.
And so his reaction was just anger at kindness. And can you imagine being the kind of person who had an anger response to a kind act? That is sad.
That's sad. And then you think to yourself, well, then, you know, maybe he needs that $100 to get him some therapy, you know?
I know. And I'm sorry about your dog.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Well, I hope that the universe rewards you for your good deed. And Maria, what are your thoughts on nice guys finish last?
Well, I don't believe that. Well, it's a fine line, you know, because I think a lot of people do get to a very high level by being unaffected by how others fall around them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they can,
yeah, kind of ruthless.
They are ruthless. They can push people aside and they can get to the top because they don't care about the other people around them. And so I think that is one way that, but I think that's in certain businesses and stuff like that. And I think in the long run, though, personal, what do you call it when like you're satisfied with yourself?
Pride?
No, like personal, like being like centered, like being,
having boundaries?
No.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Like being, oh, like being,
what like, are you talking about?
It's not like, it's like you feel at peace with yourself. What is that called? Like,
like enlightened. Self-love.
Yeah, it's like I think at the end of the race, aka your life, you may not have the better job, but I think you'll be more at peace with yourself and have lived a more fulfilling life.
Beautiful. I loved how you said that. Yeah, and I think it's not like you can be nice is one thing. Being a pushover is another thing. Mm-hmm. But you returning that money is not you being a pushover. That's you being a decent guy.
Yeah.
And I bet all the women in that meeting or guys, if you know you like guys, whatever, everyone was probably looking at you, sizing you up, going, that's husband material.
Yeah. Who's that? Who's the new guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's I don't think that nice guys have to finish last. And I think that if you're nice, then you will build a ladder to the top of the people who want to lift you up to get to the stars.
Definitely. So we do one more little big one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are any of these look interesting to you?
How?
Oh, here's this guy. I can relate to the rabbit little big one.
Okay. Let's hear that.
This comes in from Glenn. Hi, Amanda and Maria. I'm a big fan of your podcast, but have only recently started listening. I am working my way through all the episodes, and I really enjoy your chemistry, and your guests are great. I don't think this is a little big one, but I wanted to follow up on the little big one you received about the listener who got a pet rabbit with a roommate and then felt obligated to take him once they moved into different houses and how they had affected their lives.
And this was from a Patreon episode that we did for Patreon, but then we graciously, and the vacuum just started, just so you guys know, we graciously put it on our main page so you guys could hear the golden content that was happening over on the locked Patreon feed.
Yes. I can relate, as just yesterday, I had to make the very sad decision to let my cat Talon go after 12 years as he was quite sick. I got Talon when he was a baby when I was dating, living with my girlfriend at the time. After a few years, we broke up. She said she didn't want to take him, even though it was mostly her idea to get him. I took him as I couldn't bear to think of giving him up. The last few years, as I've been dealing with his illness and the unfortunate side effects, at the same time feeling resentful to my ex as I wrongly felt that she saddled me with this burden, I've been dealing with these feelings more than the last 24 hours since saying goodbye to my cat. I know these feelings are misplaced and are just part of the grieving process, but I heard this story and I could relate. I'm not sure why I'm sending this email. I know I am struggling with the loss and coping with my feelings surrounding it, and hearing that story made me want to reach out for whatever reason. Anyway, thanks for reading. Thanks for the awesome podcast.
Oh, Glenn. Nice, Glenn. We're sorry. Losing a pet is so horrible and that's so sad. And
Yeah. It's so terrible. But this is the thing about, you know, all these sort of guilt feelings of like, you know, every relationship, whether it's with another person or with an animal or, you know, an inanimate object, it's always complicated. So it's like your cat was a burden and a gift. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay that you're now, I mean, there's no, you can't love and not also have regrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you just have to, that cat was so lucky to have you, and don't feel guilty about any feelings of being burdened, because you know what? Your actions spoke louder than how you were feeling every once in a while.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes I get so mad at my cat. Like, she's so horrible sometimes. And then I do feel guilty.
Yeah. That's just life though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. It's just, you know what? That's just, like you said, it's all part of loving something. You can't love something without feeling guilty most of the time.
It's so true.
And that includes yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, think of, you know, you trying to love yourself, but feeling guilty about how you treat yourself.
Now, I have to say something real quick. What I think you should do right now, Glenn, is wrap your arms around yourself.
No, this is from our newest Patreon.
Give yourself a pat and just say it's going to be okay.
Tell the listeners what.
Okay, this is a self-soothing I do when I feel weird or shamey or, or, you know, anxious or something. I literally hug myself and I pat myself and I go, "You're okay, Amanda. You're okay. Everything's okay." And I just pat, you hear me patting myself. And Maria made fun of it, but people have reached out to me saying they do the same thing.
And how long do you do that for, usually?
It could hours.
No, whatever works. Whatever, hey, whatever helps.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I know this was a crazy episode, but we've never done a mailbag episode.
I know. We do get all these great mails.
So next week, we have a treat next week. We have a fan favorite coming at you for next week, hopefully. So guys, as sorry, cut.
No, I'm not going
to
cut it.
Yes, you are. You
no,
have
not.
To. So you guys, as always, you can find us at the Big Ones. What? You guys can find us at the Big Ones Pod on Twitter. You can email us your dear big ones, your big, big ones. Maybe, you know, really dig deep and send them in. We might do one as our big, big one at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. Rate and review. My God. Because it's embarrassing. Like, it's embarrassing to only have 559 reviews.
I know.
Like, honestly, it's like inviting everyone in school to your party and only like 10 people show up. And then you're like,
oh my God,
really awesome that you guys are all doing that. But also, like, everyone else that was invited knows that they didn't go.
Yeah, they're at another party.
Yeah. And it's listening to 888 Barbara.
It's just like, there's so many podcasts out there, and I know we're putting a lot of stuff out too, but the only way we know how to get the word out about our shows is through rating and reviewing.
That's the only way. And by telling one friend. You know what you do? You know what was the guy's name who got the dollar off the floor?
Grant? I don't remember.
Okay, it was something with a G, but you should have handed him that $100 bill and then said, "And I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You can keep this $100 bill, or I can tell you about the best podcast I've ever heard."
Mm.
Which do you want to choose? And then he would have said, "Well, I want to know what podcast." You would have said the Big Ones.
And he would have said, "Nah."
Yeah. And then you said, "Okay, well, then you can have the $100.
Okay, everyone. I got to get back to bed.
How are you feeling?
I feel okay, actually. I'm just a little bit fatigued, and it's hard to know, am I fatigued because I'm sick, or am I fatigued because I've been sleeping all day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm ready to go like watch some TV, although I might come join you guys for a little alarmist recording. And I also have work to do.
Oh, on Skype?
Yeah, maybe I'll Skype in.
Yeah, that would be fun. I mean, this is a party.
Yeah.
But we, you know, guys, thank you so much for listening. And
thank you.
We'll be
we
back.
Really appreciate it. We'll and back. More email us. More emails, yeah. Please.
we're basically like these two little like mice, and we're clawing at these humans to just give
Ew.
Us just just give us more.
Oh God,
I know.
When will it be enough? You're asking yourself right now.
Never. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening to
the big one. Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.